Courage faces fear and masters it. This is Instant Illumination. Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Courage faces fear and masters it. How many times have you had a circumstance in your life that was very fearful? It made you feel unstable. It made you feel like you had trepidation. One of our students, in writing his dissertation, had to go to court relative to his landlord and property management and rental and so forth. And he said he felt a great deal of fear. He felt a great deal of anxiety. And then he said, all is in divine order. And at that moment, he stopped sweating, and he stopped feeling anxious, and he knew that everything was in divine order. And he spoke his word very firmly that all is in divine order, and with courage, he went right to court. The day before, he had spoken to the court officials and said, I guess you probably won't get to it this time now, for whatever reason, you know. So when he went to court, he saw the man who was the clerk, and he said, hello. And the clerk says, Reverend, with all solemnity and with respect. And he said, I tried to call you. The judge called me and said she is unable to come in today. However, if you really want her to come in, she'll come in, but she's still at home, and she hasn't taken her bath yet, and she still feels a little bit unstable. And, of course, my student said, hey, cool, you just tell her and relax, you know. And then they forwarded the hearing until January 15th or something like that. And so that way it gave him all of this time to speak his word, all is in divine order, all is in divine order, until when January 15th comes, he has the courage to go there again saying, all is in divine order, all is in divine order. And when he walks into the courtroom, there is no adversary. And so the judge says, well, whoever was against you is not here to represent themselves. And so the case is dismissed. And there's no problem. But why not? Our fears are something that, with a little bit of courage, they just sort of dwindle away into nothingness. They dwindle away into a situation that makes us feel very stable and very secure. The same student writing his dissertation remarked about one of his sons who was in college, and he was in a rebellious state, and he was thinking his father should give him more and do more for him and so forth. And so he went through the house like a hurricane and messed up the place, and the father was very unhappy about that, but he wanted to talk to the son. The son disappeared for a couple of days. And finally, the son came to his office, and the father said to the son, well, and the son says, Dad, I want to apologize for what I did, and please forgive me. And the father says, I can't forgive you. You have done nothing against me. You've done something against yourself. And you have nothing to apologize to me. You have to apologize to yourself, that's true, but not to me, because I know what you were going through, and I know what the terrors of the night were that were in your heart. And son, I'm always here for you, and I'm not here to judge you or to make you feel bad or to make you feel that you have done terrible things, but I'm always here to help you as you unfold your divinity and knowing that all is in divine order. And the boy looks at his father and says, you live what you're teaching, don't you? And naturally the father felt quite good about that. But truly, do we live what we're teaching? Do we stand behind the things that we say we know and we learn? I had another student writing in, and she was saying that years ago I told her that there's a beautiful flower that can be brought here to the campus, and I brought it here, and I planted it here. And I gave it a lot of care and love, and the flower would not grow on campus for anybody else. But it grew because of all the care and love that we gave it. And she said, "You were really talking about me. You were really talking about me being a flower that was being transplanted from another aspect of life where I didn't always believe in myself and didn't always believe in God and in all these things. But now I do, and now I've got the courage to stand up for it. And Dr. Barley, if it hadn't been for you, I would have been dead a number of times." And I understand what she's saying. What she's saying is, she needed someone to turn to. She needed someone to believe in her. And she didn't realize that I was just turning her to her. I was not having her believe in me, but having her believe in herself. And so she started to believe in herself and started to do these wonderful things. And she's been living a very fine life with all the circumstances that she's been having. And her life is just filled with joy and peace and harmony and goodness. And she writes beautiful letters and is a beautiful student. Courage faces fear and masters it. Do you have the courage to look at any circumstance that faces you and say about that circumstance that you are the master of it? Or are you going to look at the circumstances that you are facing and are you going to say, they're terrible, they're insurmountable? How anyone could be required to face such difficult circumstances, I cannot imagine. But we are, and we do. Now, we're at the very verge of having our Christmas seminar here on campus. It'll begin on December 26th, directly after Christmas. And we'll have a number of people here from Germany, Germany, but Switzerland, and from San Diego, and I guess that's about it. And so we'll be having a very wonderful time. Now, it takes courage for some of these people to come and go all this way across the ocean and everything to go to a seminar in a place that they have never seen, in a school that they had only just begun to learn about, and in a philosophy that they just touched home base with. But like one of our students who's coming from Germany said, she had never realized that she knew all these things and that other people believed them too. And this gave her the courage to face the fear that she might be misunderstood if she were to follow these teachings. And she started following them. And then she told her friends about it. And her friends said, "Oh, well, of course." Like one of our students here, she said to her husband, "Do you know? You're God. I'm God, and you're God." And he said to her, "Oh, you finally found out." You see, the world knows these universal truths, and we are Johnny-come-lately finding out about them. And as we find out about them, they become meaningful, powerful, and significant to us. Are you ready for that? If you're ready for that, apply it. I know that I know that I know. The divine in me knows the answer. All is in divine order. I like me, I like me, I like me. Speak those words and know those words and think those words and say those words and have yourself a wonderful life. Because courage has a way of taking fear and making it jump out the window. Have a lovely day. I love you. I love you. I love you.